What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller, here on the best day of the year, Halloween. That's right. If you're an audio listener, I'm pointing at the TV. Where Nick and Mike are continuing our Halloween stream. They're carving pumpkins. I'm dressed as a Ghostbuster. I need to run out of here and go to Home Depot. And then I'm going trick-or-treating with Jen and Ben. So I just wanted to come in and say, fucking Halloween, what a holiday. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen? You know, it doesn't come up often, I think. But people once in a while ask me, what's so great about Halloween? And I say it's the best holiday of all time. I think it's, for me personally, because it's the holiday that you can continue to get the most fun out of, no matter your age. And I know that sounds crazy, because everybody loves Christmas, and they love gifts, and yada, yada, yada. But think of it this way, okay? Christmas, Thanksgiving, great holidays. Go be with your family, have a great time, eat some good food, get some presents, give some presents, have fun. Is Thanksgiving / Christmas not also one of the most stressful fucking holidays of all time? I just booked travel to go home to Chicago with Jen and Ben, and let me tell you, I'm fucking broke now. And so, like, let's not, and it's like the fact of, you know, traveling with a kid, way more complicated. Figuring out where you're going to stay, what are you going to do? We can't bounce around like we used to. Got to have a car. Well, now we got a car seat over there. Do we bring a car seat? Do we pack? Is that flying? And, like, yeah, these are very, you know, parental problems, you know. But even when I remember being in college, or you know, the screw college, I remember being on here working at IGN in my first few years, and it was that thing of like, hey mom, hey dad, I am not coming home for Thanksgiving or Christmas or both, because that is outrageously expensive and I'm not paying those ticket prices to come eat a turkey, and I will come back another time, another weekend, another week, and we'll figure it out. And I feel like that's what those holidays become. Thanksgiving, whatever, I could just do without it, but it's fine. It's food, you get together, yada, yada. But then a month later, Christmas. But Christmas is sometimes more intimate. Christmas is a great holiday. Who doesn't love gifts? Who doesn't love Santa? Who doesn't like taking care of each other and doing cool things? I get that. But the stress of it. And then, of course, think about it even, oh, Greg, I don't have to travel anywhere. All my family lives around here. Cool, what about the money for gifts? I remember that being the other thing when I got out of my own, or even in college, where it's like, college, I'm like, I have no money. And then working at IGN, and I'm not knocking IGN. Entry-level work in San Francisco, I remember being like, I have no money to buy people gifts. This sucks. And I was like, I feel like in the early days, the way I would do it is that I would, you know, spend money at Christmas on gifts or travel or whatever it is, and then spend the rest of the year trying to pay off that credit card. And just about the time I got it paid down, it would be time for Christmas, and the same thing would happen again. And so, and I'm not just knocking the money aspect of it. It's just stressful. There's a lot going on. There's expectations. You want everybody to have the Hallmark Christmas, yada, yada. None of that shit happens on Halloween. Halloween is dress up and have fun. Do you want to dress up with your friends and make pumpkins? Go for it. Do you want to dress up in, do you not even dress up? Do you just want to make pumpkins with your kids like we did? Go for it. You want to go trick-or-treating with kids? Great. Your kids, hopefully. You want to go to a party and get fucking wasted? Great. Go for it. And you get to dress up. Everybody gets to be a kid again. That's the thing about it. On Christmas, I don't think everybody gets to be a kid. Kids have a great time at Christmas. And parents do too. And couples do too. And yada, yada, yada. But think Halloween is the perennial holiday. You don't need to be a certain age to enjoy it more than somebody else. You know, I haven't trick or treated in years, right? I mean, where I've gone and gotten candy. I've walked Ben around last year, and we'll do it again tonight. But as a kid, sure, you get the candy. As an adult, right? You see the fun size bags, you just buy them and you have candy. You're stoked to have candy floating around the house, and you know, doesn't count for calories because it's Halloween. God damn it. That's the thing about Halloween is like, you can also put as much into it as little as you want. Like, clearly, like, you know how much I love dressing like a Ghostbuster. I'll do this any month of the year. I don't care. But, of course, it's great to then have an excuse to wear it out in public and not feel like a crazy person. It's great to wear it out and have people say, nice costume. It's great to have a reason for your friends. Nick Scarpino there in his Ghostbuster outfit, right? To start getting on the train and doing that. Like, Halloween ages with you, and you can do whatever you want with it, which I really appreciate for that. And I think is way less stress because it's not about traveling across the country to see your friends. It's about, theoretically, the most stressful thing on Halloween should be your costume, your kid's costume, where you're going to go for a costume party, where you're going to go trick-or-treating, that kind of thing. Like, I feel like it's a no-stress holiday. And granted, that's because I have 19 Ghostbuster suits ready to go at the drop of a dime. But even if it wasn't, even if we were still doing something different or new, I feel like I could pull it off no problem. God damn, Nick looks so good in that Ghostbuster outfit, you know? Mike doesn't. Mike didn't try. This stupid duck thing. I don't like it one bit. I don't like it one bit. Halloween's the best, though. I'm excited. And that's the thing. I was like, you know, I'm excited for what we're doing today and all the Halloween streaming and stuff. But then I'm excited to take Ben out this year, right? Because last year we took him out too, but he was just a lump, right? He just sat in his stroller. I think he slept the entire time because he was, I'm bad at math, what? He'd be, oh God, two more, so he'd be 23 days old? Does that track? That tracks, right? Born on the 8th, minus 2, 23 days old, I think. Yeah, that makes sense. Wait, am I going too far? 23 plus 8. No, that'd be 31, right? I think I got it right. This year, he's obviously way more awake and alive and a person. I don't think he's going to understand what's happening, but I'm going to shove him in a Ghostbuster suit, and we're going to have some fun with him, Jen, and Jen's mom. Ladies and gentlemen, Halloween's the best holiday. Thanks for listening to my rant about it. I got to go get ready for trick-or-treating with them, but until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.